Hello, Harley here, and I am going to talk about my dreams. There's a funny story with this. I did a dream study, or a sleep study, actually, sorry. I did a sleep study when I was in elementary school, and then I did a dream study, when I was in high school, and I guess I've just always been fascinated with sleep and what happens, when we are asleep, and I think the reason why that is because of the series of movies, Nightmare on Elm Street, with Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger. He is by far my favorite bad guy, among all bad guys, at least humanoid, I would have to say, because Jaws is pretty high up there. I live in Colorado, but I'm not terrified of sharks, but if I get in a pool, I'm looking for sharks, because I'm that kind of crazy and paranoid. Anyways, about my dreams. So, everyone dreams every night. I don't know if it's impossible not to dream. I'm pretty sure that that's a bad thing. A lot of people just don't remember their dreams, because you have to either wake up while you're in the dream or very shortly after the dream ends. And there's actually a big misconception about dreams. People say that it doesn't run in normal time, that you dream for 30 seconds and you think that you experienced 5 minutes. That's actually incorrect. You dream in real time. So within your dream, if you think that you have a dream for 30 seconds, that's how long your dream is. And that's what you experienced. So my dreams, I actually remember a lot of my dreams. Which is weird because I don't remember any of my dreams last night. I actually spoke to my husband about it this morning and I thought it was strange because usually I do. I have a lot of awkward dreams, where actually as of recently, I've had a lot of like sex type dreams. The other night I had a dream about having sex. Okay, so the dream that I had a few days ago, I was with some people, and I can't remember, we were on a mission, and there was like four of us, and we had to stake out a certain building, so we decided to go camping outside of this building. And it was me and some other people, and I don't remember exactly why we were doing this, but it just was, and then we go into the building, and it kind of morphed into this different dream, and I was there with a classmate of mine from elementary school, except we were adults now, and, it was a male, a really short guy, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was one of the kids in elementary school that never made fun of me, so I always really liked him, and then this other kid. When I say kid, I don't mean like child. I use kid as a very general word for everyone because I don't like saying adult, because I don't like being an adult. It's really annoying. So this other guy, I guess, who was a work associate of mine, at my last job, and we kind of had we hated each other, but we didn't hate each other. Like, we dealt with each other. I guess we just had, like, this love-hate relationship. It was really awkward. But I was gonna have sex with him. And No. I had sex with the short one, and that was fun. And then I'm about to No. I didn't have sex with the short one. I had sex with this other guy. And then I'm about to have sex with the work associate. And the rest of them said, oh, by the way, the last time you guys had sex, he put it on HBO. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why would you put that on HBO? And the weird thing about it is that they were referencing a different dream that I had where I actually had sex with him, which was really awkward for me because we would never, ever do anything like that. Like, just no. Like, he's not unattractive physically, but everything else is just no, 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 no. So I'm upset because I was going to have sex with him, and then I was just like, well, fuck it. And then at that point in time, my alarms in the real world started going off, and I'm trying to ignore them because I really wanted to have sex with the short guy because he's super kind. Well, my memory serves that he was super kind and nice and whatever. So I'm like fighting to sleep to want to have sex with him. And then I woke up and I'm just like, fuck. So I actually remembered the other dream. The other dream that I had as of recently that was about sex stuff. I was with a group of people. I guess I'm always with groups of people. It was me and three others. And two of them consisted of a kid that I knew in elementary school. He was a year younger than me. And his dad was the teacher at the high school that I eventually had him as a teacher. Really cool family, all very nice and polite. So I'm in this group with him and then his little brother that's like 2 years younger than him. And for some reason, we were all given money to go buy a pair of shoes. And for some reason, I was not available to go to the store with them in the first place. So I went afterwards, and this guy, he had my portion of the money to buy a pair of shoes. So we're walking around this department store, and I am looking at shoes, and me personally, I'm not a shoe person. I think I have maybe 10 pairs of shoes, which is more than I usually have, but I just visited my mom and she bought me shoes because I needed shoes. And I'm looking at these shoes, and he says, well, I have leftover money, so you can have my leftover money to get a nicer pair of shoes. And I look at him, and I'm like, well, why would you do something like that with that inflection? And, like, I'm hinting at something. And he looks at me, and he says, because I want to fuck you. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. And kept, like, going through stuff, and then I decided, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I didn't get a pair of shoes, what if I got a really nice top so I could, like, show myself off for you? And he says, no, you need to get a pair of shoes. And he comes over to hug me, and I put my arms over his shoulders, like, behind his neck, and we just kind of stood there and talked for, like, a minute or so, and then he was like, you need to pick out your shoes. And I said, okay. And I started to pick out shoes. And then the other people came. And I don't think I found a pair of shoes that I liked because I'm really picky. So that was that dream. I've had other dreams okay. So why not talk about this part? I've had wet dreams. So when guys have wet dreams, they jizz themselves and they wake up and there's cold goop and it's gross because my husband's woken up with stuff and it's nasty. No offense, guys. Sorry. Anyways, so I've had wet dreams before and where I orgasm in my sleep, which is amazing, and I hate it. I really do, because if I can literally do nothing to myself in my sleep and orgasm, but I can't do that shit while I'm awake, that's really upsetting and annoying, but that's beside the point. So generally when I have those dreams, it's a weird thing. It's because I'm grinding on people in my dream. The dream that I specifically remember, I think I was, like, a pet of someone, And there was, like, the master person, and I was, like, the in the movies when they have the main character has to fight someone, and they give him the, like, craziest person that has all these crazy-ass moves. That was apparently me in this dream. And this was, like, a mob-type situation, and this person, like, owed my boss money or something like that. And the guy started to run, and I couldn't let him get away, so I, like, ran, and I jumped on his back. So he's on the floor on his stomach, and I'm, like, grinding against his ass. And this is getting me off. Like, it felt really fucking good. And I came in my dream, and I felt it, and it was awesome and fucking weird. And I woke up, and I'm like, I had an orgasm in my sleep, and I think that was the first time that it ever happened. So that was a really interesting experience, and I think that I've done it two other times, aside from that. When it comes to nightmares, I don't have nightmares all that often, but when they do, even if I don't remember it, which I usually do remember it, I know immediately when I wake up that I've had a nightmare, because what happens is that my shoulders and my back, I heat up. My body physically heats up, and my husband will wake up and he'll know that I am having a nightmare, because he won't be able to touch my back because it's so hot. Like, I'm not saying that it's like frying pan hot, but if you put your hand to my back while I'm having a nightmare, your hand is going to get warm, and I'm sweating like crazy. So that happens and is really uncomfortable. A nightmare that I can specifically recall, and is actually one of my favorite nightmares, which sounds really weird to say, because it wasn't, like, when I think about it now, a lot of my nightmares don't, if it feels like a nightmare while I'm asleep, it generally isn't a classic nightmare. So what was happening, this nightmare was from when I was like 10, and I was with my family. I was sleeping in the back of the car, and I was like shoved in between the back of the seat and the bottom of the seat, and it was super, super hot. I had one of those, the middle seat belts that are just, they don't have the, like, retract thingy. They are just, like, freelance. And it was around my waist. And I had this dream that while we were driving through Denver, these giant, like, robotic things, there's a specific word for them, that, like, Power Ranger-sized things that were being controlled by sharks, different types of sharks, decided that they wanted to take over Denver and take over the rest of the United States. This is bizarre because, if you don't know, Colorado is a landlocked state, essentially almost in the middle of the United States, surrounded by a fuckload of mountains on one side. So these sharks decide that they're going to flood Denver and take over the entire city. So all this water is crashing in, and this one giant mechanical thing picks up our car and, like, takes a bite out of it. It takes a bite out of our car, and it was the back part. And I'm able to stay in it, and I'm holding onto the seat, and everyone's screaming, and they put us back down, and our car's essentially in water. And this, I see a shark fin and tail coming towards us, and it's a shark, and it's gonna eat me. And it gets almost to me, and then I wake up. And I was sweating like crazy, and it was really hot, and whatever. So, now, I think that that's actually a pretty entertaining dream. Then, I was fucking terrified. Can I lucid dream? Yes, I can. I actually don't do it that much anymore. I did it a lot when I was younger because I had a, reoccurring nightmare. If you've ever seen the movie series The Howling, it's about werewolves, And I believe it's the third one or the fourth one. There's the storyline is that there's this woman who she is a writer and she starts having these like really wicked hallucinations about a wolf that's trying to like eat her and shit. So her publisher says, you know what, you need to go take some time off, not think about the book. You're thinking too much in the book because apparently her books were about werewolves or something. So her boyfriend takes her out to this random ass cabin in the middle of fucking nowhere next to this creepy ass village. And, spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen it, I'm just going to tell you what happens because I don't care. And what happens is that essentially the entire village, they're all werewolves. And there's this whole mystery behind it and storyline and interesting. And anyways, the boyfriend bangs this other woman. And while they're having sex, she, like, goes half werewolf and attacks him. And he comes home and he's almost dead. And then the next day, he's, like, perfectly healed. And he says that she's crazy and that he wasn't attacked and that nothing happens. He goes out that night and he starts to change into a werewolf. Now, when this happens, he melts. Because apparently that's how they do this transformation the first time. And I'm talking, like, Indiana Jones, Lost Ark melt. Like, you open the thing and then you don't exist anymore. So he melts, and there's this giant, gross, disgusting puddle, and then the body starts to reform again. And the specific part of my dream that I had was of one of the paws that, and this is actually in the movie, it forms out of the mush, and then it grows into the rest of the beast, like the wolf. And that specific part, it always started there, and then it turned into the wolf, and then it would come and, like, attack me and eat me, and terrifying. So, what I learned to do is to change it so it doesn't turn into a wolf. So I had it turn into, like, kittens and, like, weird other animals, so it wouldn't be a nightmare anymore. So long-winded, but that answers that question. Sorry. What else would I like to say about dreams? Something that I think is really cool, a lot of people say that they always think that dreams are real. And I've never been in a dream. Okay, maybe it's happened like once or twice, but like 99.9% of the time, I know that I'm dreaming. And I know that I can wake up at any point if I really want to, because I've actually told myself I've been sleeping, and I've realized while sleeping that I've been sleeping for too long, so I've told myself to wake up, and I wake up. Yeah, I think that that's all the dream talk that I have for the moment. I love dreaming. I think that it's a wonderful way to just be awesome. I used to think it was body magic because scientists and doctors didn't know what dreaming was, what the point of it was, and there's still a large discussion and debate on whether or not what exactly they are, because there's people who say, oh, well, it gives you insights to who you are as a person, and if you have a dream where you're flying, then that means that you need to be free, or if you have a dream where, which I've had those dreams, if you've had a dream where your teeth fall out, it means this, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that it's possible that dreams, I think that definitely some dreams that you may have mean something. I don't know what that is, because since your brain is just creating this nonsense for you, it could legitimately mean anything. You dream about spiders, and that's because 7 years ago you saw a spider running across the floor, and or whatever, or who knows. So I love my dreams. I think they're wonderful. I do sleep talk sometimes, and I have recordings of that. Maybe I will upload that sometime if I can figure out how to do that. So, yeah, I hope that you enjoyed my very long ramble about dreams, and thank you for listening.